Hey folks, do you like podcasts?
Do you have hobbies?
Well, here's the show for you.
The Hobby Shop Talk Podcast.
Featuring childhood friends
and old school noobs,
Luke and Matt.
Oh, NHL 12 has a pretty good soundtrack.
It does, yeah.
You ready there?
What? You didn't even start it yet.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't do an intro.
All right. Welcome to episode 54, Old School Noobs. Still got to switch our intro. Got to try to change our Facebook name.
Yeah.
Can't ever figure it out.
Want to change the Facebook name? Do you just not remember the password or what?
I do. It's just every time I do Old School Noobs, it says it might be offensive or something, so I can't do it. I guess it's ageist. Ageism.
Bobby Ryan.
I was like,
generic.
The St. Paul Saints called their team pig Ozempig, and people were pissed off.
Because they have to take that to lose weight or what?
Yeah, Ozempic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though that just paralyzes you, so your stomach doesn't work how it's supposed to.
Yeah. And you like shit blood, apparently. Yeah. And then you lose your
bone. That's not normal.
God forbid you can name a pig.
And then you lose your bone mass and muscle.
Yeah.
Mass on that,
and then
apparently.
You just need to keep taking medication.
Yeah.
Should name every pig Ozempic now.
Bobby Ryan, 45.
Bobby Wagner.
Are we trying to think of number 54 or what?
Yeah.
I don't like this bag here.
Urlacher. I thought of him right away.
Eric Kendricks.
Then there's a couple of Vikings I was trying to think of, but they're not for
Kendrick. Matt Greer.
Oh, that's a good
Matt
one.
Greer. Is he a pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
For the
probably someone,
Twins.
Twins signed this year and then got injured right away. DeSclafani.
Yeah, Sonny. What number is he?
Sonny Gray.
Sonny Ono.
I'm just kidding. Sonny Jones. What number was he?
I don't remember.
Matt Greer, that's a good one. You win. He was awesome.
He was. Innings eater.
Yeah. As a relief pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a long relief.
Yeah. All right, we're down by seven, Greer. Get out there. Actually, he played
in high
tight
leverage,
spots,
yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Opening day.
That was yesterday, right?
Twins are off. Yeah.
Lewis.
They must play the Royals.
Can't run bases.
Oh, yeah. Sucks. Royce Lewis injured already, 10-day.
Yeah.
DL.
Oh, they called up Austin Martin.
Did they?
I thought it was Brooks Lee, but it wasn't.
No, Martin won't get the first chance. What's his name? Will be up at some point, though.
Brooks Lee, yeah. And other guy.
Oh,
Walker Jenkins.
That Royals pitcher is good. Reagans.
Zach
Lefty,
Ricky.
Yeah. No.
I definitely jumped on the Twins bandwagon last year, so we'll see if it keeps going this year.
It was fun. It's always fun watching opening day, but then it's like
I'm all in.
I'll
all
be
year.
6 months.
I'm all in.
181 more games.
Yeah,
I watched a lot of games last year, and I'll do it again.
How many did you go to, including playoffs? Did you go to like four or five, or just that playoff?
Three.
I think we're gonna.
That was the
one this year for Krista's birthday. They play on it Thursday night at like 6:40 or something. So
these night games are always better. Yeah,
less people.
Yeah.
What? No, not on Thursday night. I don't know. Okay, it seems like it would be, but Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
Shit.
Can do what he did at Will's bachelor party.
Yeah, get kicked out of.
Show up drunk.
Yeah.
for a 1 o'clock game. So yeah, again, got some stuff to talk about. X-Men.
Yep. I didn't watch my movie, so I'll watch two this upcoming 2 weeks.
I watched like three movies, I think. But I did watch The Goon, Last of the Enforcers, and I couldn't get through because it was so bad. Which we're legally allowed to do. If you hate the movie that much, just don't watch it.
I mean, it's not really a
AJ to watch Mosquito Coast all the way through. So.
Yeah, and then
you watched it with him.
Man, I know.
It's bad. Well, now he's...
All right, you guys want to do some baseball trivia? We got three baseball trivias.
I'm going to be terrible at it, but sure. Unless it's from 1990s Twins.
All right. Home run leaders from the state of the team. So every team, their state.
Just the one guy.
Yep.
I think I
Minnesota.
Saw that Matt before.
Joe Mauer.
Paul Molitor.
No.
Harmon Killebrew.
Wait, no. Are we actually doing this or just having fun?
We're 10 rounds. I don't have a thing.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay. I wish I could show you guys.
Restart.
Do you want to do it on here?
Do you guys want to rock, paper, scissors? For
No. Luke goes first.
What'd you listeners think of that last podcast?
No, it's fine. You guys know every MLB team, right?
Sure.
And the state they're in?
Yeah, this is going to be...
It's going to be terrible. So I don't know where the players are from. If it's not Paul Molitor or Joe Mauer, I don't know who would be the...
Dave Winfield.
No. Should I set it up?
Sure. No, just don't touch this.
Okay, well, I'd have to type it out real quick because I just have a photo of it.
Then no.
Oh, hold on, actually.
Dude, there's no way.
What?
Mike Trout is from New Jersey, so he's not the Angels.
All right,
but they had to play for the team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Home run leaders for the team of the state that they're from, that they played for.
So they have to be from that state and they played for the team, like Joe Mauer, right?
Yeah, Joe Mauer was.
He's the only one I know.
He would be.
Canada's like Minnesota, so Justin Morneau. Just kidding.
No, he didn't play for the...
He married a girl from Hutch. Does that count?
Morneau did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure.
He married Lindsay Whalen. That's the only girl from Hutch, I'm pretty sure.
A lot of dudes in Hutch, apparently.
Okay, well, I don't know. I'll just tell you. So the leading home run team on the list.
You got any more of those?
Yeah.
Enough. So in order,
no.
It goes San Fran, the Yankees, Baltimore, Dodgers, Oakland, Houston, Angels, Twins, Phillies, Cardinals, Detroit.
Wait, are these baseball
Reds,
teams?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Braves, Pirates, the Red Sox, the Padres.
Just give us one guess per team.
Okay, so the Giants. Started number one, he has 586 home run from the team. He's from Riverside, California.
Barry Bonds.
Yes.
That's who I was going to guess.
Next. Well, I went first. You said I was going first.
So. Right. Yankees. It's from New York, New York, 493.
Roger Maris.
Nope.
Yogi Berra.
Nope. Lou Gehrig.
Damn it.
Okay. Baltimore from Havre de Grace, Maryland, 431. He's a pretty famous player, I'd say.
Did he play third base?
I'm Michael.
Did he start at shortstop and move to third base?
Yeah.
Is it your turn or mine?
No, yours.
Cal Ripken.
Do you want to add something to the end of that?
Junior. Not his dad.
Yeah, okay. The Dodgers.
He was from the state. That's cool.
Dodgers, I've never heard of this guy. He's from Los Angeles, California, 389.
So there's no... Do you know what area it's from?
No, I don't recognize his name.
How many does he have? 391?
389.
Oh, then that changes it. I don't know. Just kidding. From Los Angeles.
Somehow Luke gets the easiest one. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
391.
Well, Tyler gave it away when he said, some might call him an Iron Man.
Yeah.
And I just gave it away right away.
No, I didn't think you'd know that.
Matt Kemp.
Nope.
Sean Kemp.
Nope.
Seattle. Super.
You guys want to guess again or no?
No.
Okay, Duke Schneider.
Yeah. I'm gonna guess him.
Just kidding. Who he is?
No, I don't.
Okay, the Oakland A's from Pomona, California, 363.
Were steroids involved?
Yeah, they were. Does that help you, Luke?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Jose Canseco.
No.
Mark McGwire.
Yep.
Damn it! It was one of the Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I was like, who's more likely from L.A.?
Oh, he's from Pomona, California, actually. But
Cali.
Allegedly.
The Astros.
Allegedly.
Waco, Texas, 326. I know this guy. Probably like MVP 05 type guy.
Luke's up.
Oh,
or is it me? Is it me?
Yeah, Luke went first last time.
Do we got positions in there?
Yeah, yeah. If I just Google the guy real quick.
So
MVP
you?
05.
I think that's
because I got. Oh, what was that guy's name? Because they had Craig Biggio at second, and then that guy at first base.
This guy was an outfielder and first baseman.
Lance Berkman.
Yep.
That was a good one.
Okay, the Angels. This guy's from Long Beach, California. 299 center fielder.
Played for the Angels.
Yeah,
and the Twins. Just kidding.
I don't. I think he played for the Twins.
Does he have a brother?
He probably does.
The guy I'm thinking of doesn't, I don't think, played center.
It's played from 92 to 2006 as an outfielder and designated hitter.
Did he play for the Montreal Expos?
Usually it tells
me. Did he play for the Tech or the Rangers? Does he have a son playing in the majors right now?
That's where I was going.
Well, you guys, no.
No?
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
Vlad?
He's not from California.
That's not my guess, but.
I suppose, yeah, he's from Dominican? Central America.
Kenny Lofton.
No.
Fuck. What team is this?
L.A.
Angels. Tim Salmon.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it is. Thought he was first right. Base.
All right. Up next, the Twins, 293 from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Not giving you a position on this one because it gives it away. You guys would get it.
Do you start or do I? You do because I started with.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Maurer Morneau.
Morneau was from Canada.
I know. Not Mahler. Shit, I had Killebrew?
No.
Is it obvious if we don't get it or no?
Yeah, I think so.
What year? Can you give the year?
Nah, I think it gives it away.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
I don't know. I'm looking at the Twins all-time home run list, so I can tell you.
And he's not on
there. He's number two all-time.
Killebrew's one?
Yeah, this guy's number two.
Oh.
He's from Minnesota.
Did he pull a guy's leg off a base once?
Ken Herbeck.
Yeah. I didn't know he was from Minnesota.
I didn't either. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, he does. He has a fishing show in Minnesota now.
Like, does he?
Or used to. I don't know if he still does, but.
Ken Herbeck outdoors.
Okay, up next is the Phillies. This guy's from Philadelphia, 259. His picture's in black and white on Google, so.
Old school.
I don't know if you guys are going to get this. I don't know.
Like loops up.
Played in the 40s.
In the 40s?
40s to 50s.
I was going to guess Mike Schmidt, but yeah. He's not in the 40s. Willie Mays.
No. AJ just.
Alfred Hitchhammer.
No. It's Dale Ennis. Dale Ennis.
Okay. Tyler Ennis' dad.
The Cardinals, 255. Also, never heard of this guy. Let me look him up real quick.
Brooks MacGyver.
Ooh, close. Luke? This guy played the 60s. For the Cardinals, he played from 55 till 65.
Albert Pujols.
Yep, Ken Boyer.
You never would have guessed that.
I was lying. All right, Detroit. This is just another guy I don't know. It's Bill Freehan, 200. Cincinnati. This guy's from Cincinnati, Ohio. 198. I think it's AJ's start.
Is it?
Oh, no.
I guess yeah. Brooks MacGyver.
Bobby Bonilla.
He was a shortstop.
Bobby Bonilla.
The Cincinnati?
Yep.
Era?
90.
Barry Larkin.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. The Braves. This guy's from Athens, Georgia. Hit 188 for the Braves, he's a catcher. It's kind of like this time frame of the world. Also, I can...
He hit 188 with the team or overall?
With the team.
So I think you're up.
No, he's not from Europe.
No one from baseball. From Europe.
188. He's still playing or just recently?
I don't think he's still playing, no.
Why can't I think of the Atlanta Braves catcher?
No, this guy's 40 years old now. Also played for the Yankees and Astros. Bats left-handed.
I got nothing. J.P. Losman.
No.
I feel like when you say it, I'll know who it is, but...
One of the Molinas, I don't know.
No. Brian McCann.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Luke's up first.
Yep.
For the Pirates, this guy's from Pittsburgh, hit 163. I think he's kind of an outfielder, but also just a big DH. Also played for the White Sox.
Pirates and White Sox. Did Frank Thomas ever play for the Pirates? Just kidding.
I don't think so. But Tyler's smiling, so I don't know.
So I should know it?
Yeah.
Andrew McCutchen.
No.
That's a
that's good. Pirates legend, probably a good guess.
Yeah, he's probably got like 400 for him. But he's probably not for from there, yes.
Pittsburgh?
Sidney, yeah. Sidney Crosby.
Yeah.
He was a good ball player.
Is it Frank Thomas?
Yeah, it is.
What? I didn't think... play for the Pirates. He was what, he was like my favorite player growing up.
I just, yeah, I only remember White Sox.
Be more favoriter, I guess. I'm just going to give you the Boston guy, Tony Cagliaro. I don't know. Never heard of him. Padres, this one's gettable. First baseman from San Diego. Hit 161. Also played for, like, the Dodgers and Red Sox.
Dodgers and Red Sox and played first base.
I think you guys can get these next four.
Is it my turn or AJ's?
Phil.
The Thrill.
Hoffman.
No. Oh, come on. I feel like you should have gotten this.
Nomar Garciaparra.
I wish. He's not from... He might be from California, but it's Adrian Gonzalez. The White Sox, first baseman DH from Peoria, Illinois, hit 134 for the White Sox. Played for a couple different teams.
Is it me? No, it's Luke, right?
Yeah, it's Luke.
White Sox, first baseman.
I guess Konerko played first base, but this guy's probably DH more.
Once. Okay, I was going to guess Konerko, so I'm glad you brought him up.
I was not going to guess him.
Paul Konerko sounds right. Or is it Phil Nierko? This guy also played for the Indians.
Jim Thome.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
This,
did you say Twins? Is it Twins legend?
I was going to say, did he play for the Twins? Did he play catcher for the Twins? Jim thought maybe AJ Pierzynski, but.
All right, this one's also gettable. This guy was born in Montreal, Canada. He has hit 130 and counting for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Wait, is all Canada just from Canada?
Yeah. Toronto's just...
That's Vladdy.
Yeah.
Junior.
Vladdy Guerrero Jr. Up next, we have the Marlins. Sorry. This guy's from Tampa, Florida. Hit 122. Also played for the Mets. I feel like he had a stint with the Yankees, too. This guy's kind of iconic. Best, one of the best hitters, probably.
Oh, so, yeah.
For when?
Great batting.
Nowadays?
Series. No.
Oh, really?
Gary Sheffield.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
So the batting stance.
Yeah. Well, this guy's for the Mets. He's from New York, New York. Ed Cranpool hit 118. I've never heard of him.
Mike Piazza.
Just kidding.
Ed Cranpool. Mariners also. It's Ken Phillips from Seattle.
Ken Griffey.
No, hit 105. Oh, from Tampa, Florida, he's hit 99. I know this guy's name. I don't know if he was good.
For 100 home
runs?
For the Rays.
And he hit almost 100 with the Rays?
Yeah. I know this guy's name for some reason.
Recent now?
No, not. He's probably retired now. Probably
is it when that Loschman was there?
No.
Was it Loschman there at some point? Not that it would matter.
J.P. Loschman? No.
Yeah.
Kyle
Randy Arozarena.
Fred McGriff.
Oh, Luke had to guess, but yeah.
I was actually going to guess him.
Yeah. The Guardians, sorry. This guy's from Cincinnati. He hit 96. May or may not have been in the movie Moneyball for the Oakland A's at the end of his career.
Chris Pratt.
No. AJ, get it right.
Giambi.
David Justice.
David Justice. Nice.
So you could have brought up he played for the Yankees.
I'm not familiar with his game.
What team was that for, though?
The Guardians. Sorry.
Some would say Indians.
Yeah.
For
your
biggest. This guy's from Chicago. I've never. Phil Cavaretta.
Nope.
92. Texans. Or the
Rangers.
The Rangers.
I almost said that earlier, too. I was going to say the Texans.
I don't know. It's David Murphy.
Oh, okay.
And
I would have never guessed him, but
I don't think you guys got these next
10.
Next, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Are they all under 90? Are you going?
Yeah, 61 is the Royals. This guy's Daryl Porter. Milwaukee's Jim Gantner, 47. Shea Hildenbrand for the Diamondbacks was 32. Curtis Pride for the Nationals with 2. All right, this one, current pitcher for the Colorado Rockies is 1.
And plays in Colorado.
Yeah, current pitcher. Had a great
year. I don't know any pitchers.
Juice ball.
Forsberg.
Had the pitcher for Colorado, Kyle Freeland.
Yeah. I think AJ won. So maybe we'll never do baseball trivia again, even though I have 3 more good
ones. I actually surprised myself on a few.
Yeah, you got some.
Oh, here we go. No, we're doing one more.
Yeah, most strikeouts.
Opening day. Since it was opening day, there are 3 teams who have never had someone do this, the Royals, Marlins, and Rays. But the last player to hit 2 home runs on opening day.
For each team?
Each team?
Yeah.
So
it goes recently, but I'll just...
Yeah, go to the furthest one away.
You guys aren't going to get these ones, so I'll go... We'll start with the 2001. I'll tell you the rest. In 1969, Don Money did it for the Phillies. In 1986, Sixto Lescano did it for the Brewers. And in 1990, Sam Horn did it for the Royals. So the Mets in 2001, who did it?
Mike Piazza.
No. Luke?
For the Mets?
In 2001. I think these are all gettable, the recent ones, but...
Evan Longoria.
That's terrible.
No, Carlos
Robin
Belcher.
Ventura.
Oh, yeah.
Robin Ventura.
Yeah. 2003 for the Astros.
Did we say his name earlier?
Someone said his name.
Lance Berkman.
No. I think you said his name, at least.
Mike Piazza.
Craig Biggio.
Oh,
Jeff Bagwell.
Ah, see, that's the other first baseman I was trying to think of.
For the Angels in 2004, third baseman, I believe. He's pretty good at baseball, I'd say.
For the Angels?
Yep.
Guerrero.
No, third baseman.
Did he play first? I couldn't remember.
Third.
Hmm?
Third baseman.
I know, but I'm saying Vlad played first, right?
He was just DH, so field guy.
Oh. You're up then, AJ.
That was offsides.
That was way offsides.
Third baseman.
While they're playing.
I can't think of it.
Knights right now. And
Troy
Klaus.
Guardians in 2004.
They were the Indians back then. Get it right.
No, I'm not. I don't want to say that. DH guy. Not Jim Tomey, I'll tell you that. I remember him from when the Twins would play him. He was pretty good.
He was a DH?
I think, yeah.
What year?
2004. So think of MVP baseball 2005.
I don't even have a guess.
Not Manny Ramirez.
No.
That counts as a guess.
Jason Giambi.
Travis Hafner.
Okay.
Mariners in 2005, so once again, just think of MVP baseball. You guys will get all of these.
Did he wear a helmet instead of a hat?
I don't think so.
John Olerud.
No, Luke.
Did he wear socks up to his knees, or were they covered?
No, Ichiro.
For what team? The Guardians?
The Mariners.
Mariners. Griffey was on the Reds by then.
Ichiro Suzuki, even though you said it wasn't him.
Richie Sexton.
Oh, okay.
The Padres in 2005. This guy also played for maybe the Pirates and Red Sox.
You're up.
Bobby Bonilla. I think he was down by then.
Padres.
Xavier Nady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no more baseball trivia.
Chris Shelton for the Tigers. Adam Dunn for the Reds.
Oh, already got that one.
Here we go. Shortstop for the Braves in 2007. Not Rafael Furcal.
Ronaldo Asuncio. I don't even know how to pronounce his name.
Sweet name.
Also played for the Cardinals.
Dude, oh, no, you already said not ref.
Dude,
Edgar Renteria.
Okay.
I don't know, Diamondbacks, Tony Clark. Pirates, Garrett Jones. Blue Jays, JP Arencibia.
Oh, nice.
All right, who did it for the Nationals in 2013? You guys should know this one, I would say.
Brian Dozier.
He was on the... not on them.
Bryce Harper.
Yep.
Got one.
Who? There's two people, so I'll accept either of them. In 2015 for the Red Sox.
You're going to have to give us positions.
Second base and...
Dustin Pedroia?
Yep.
Was it my turn to go?
It doesn't matter.
You guys suck at this.
Yeah.
All right, who did it for the Texans? Ah, the Rangers. In 2017, this guy punched Jose Bautista.
Punched Jose Bautista.
Vlad Guerrero. This is going to be my guess.
What position did he play?
Second base.
For the Rangers in 2017.
He punched Jose Bautista.
I don't know.
Rougned Odor.
Ah, see, that's a, all right. Could not think of his name.
What pitcher did it for the Giants in 2017?
Oh, it was a long-haired guy. I don't know.
Not Timmy. The Freak.
What's his last name?
Insicum.
Yeah. Does he still play?
No. He was out of the league pretty quickly, actually.
Okay, AJ. Guess this guy, please.
Jake Arrieta.
No, it's Madison Bumgarner.
Ah.
The other Chris Davis did it for the A's in 2017. Who did it for the Yankees in 2018?
Aaron Judge.
No. Other one.
Giancarlo Stanton.
Yep.
Nice.
However you pronounce
it. Who did it for the White Sox in 2018?
Eloy Jimenez.
No. Two people once again. This guy.
For the White Sox?
Yeah.
What position does he play?
Shortstop, second base.
Anderson? Tim Anderson?
Yep. Colton Wong did it for the Cardinals in 2019. Who did it for the Dodgers in 2019 as well? Two people, so I'll take either. One of them also played for the Red Sox, and I don't know what the other guy's up to.
Mookie Betts?
No. Other guy's pretty good too, but I don't know if he, or he was. It's Jock Pedersen. You guys seem pretty out of this. Hate you guys.
I'm watching the Wild.
2019, who did it for the Cubs? Javier Baez. 2020, who did it for the Twins?
Nope.
In 2020...
he hit the first pitch for a home run that year as well.
So he's a leadoff hitter?
Yeah.
Byron?
Nope.
Yeah. When did we get rid of our awesome second base?
Yeah, it's not a rise either.
No, before
that. It's not Dozier?
Nope. Yeah, Brian Dozier is who I was thinking of.
My favorite baseball player ever.
Lou Ford.
Max Kepler.
Oh, nice.
And who did it for the Rockies last year? Twins legend, IMO. He's actually not, but...
Michael Kadire.
Twins legend last year? Like, he actually played for the Twins?
No, he played for the Rockies last season.
No, but he did play for the Twins?
Yeah. I think he's on the Bomba Squad team. Maybe. First baseman. Maybe he was before the Bomba Squad.
Oh, CJ Krohn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, delete that from the podcast.
No, we still learned something.
No, you guys...
Yeah, Kent Herbeck is from Minnesota.
And he did hit more home runs than Mauer.
Mauer only hit 20 home runs in his career.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He is.
And people fucking can't stand it for some reason.
He didn't win a championship.
They just don't remember peak Mauer. They just remember barely can get play first Mauer.
Post-concussion Mauer.
He had like the highest seven-year stretch for a catcher. And catchers can hard.
Well, Yadi Molina played it his whole career.
Yeah, but he also... hit for, all right, he should be a Hall of Famer.
He will.
Catcher should be viewed differently.
All right, that's the podcast.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. It's only 31 minutes.
Wait, should we talk? We talked about the first two episodes of X-Men, or we didn't?
No, we watched it at my place. Yeah.
At first, I was like, this sucks, to be honest. Tyler kept saying he didn't like the animation. Said it 14 times at least.
Yeah.
Luke made us restart it, so I had to re-say all my comments.
That's true. Yeah.
It was like 10 minutes in. I was like, what's going on?
Minutes. I was like, I could have explained it to you. And you're like, no, we got to restart.
I don't know. I just find it funny on Twitter that people are mad that they made Jubilee more Asian.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were mad at Gambit's shirt.
Oh, yeah. When
you were also mad about it. So.
Yeah, I did think it was a little.
It's like, cut out, like cut a little bit.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it got good. Got me good.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't guess who the other Jean was. I should have known that.
What, in the third episode? Or
what was her name again? Some
Madeline Shitty. Pryor is what she goes becomes at the end.
No, but what was her?
Goblin Queen?
Yeah, I hated that.
Yeah, but I should have known that.
I don't even remember
the
that
third
part,
episode.
So obviously
that was the third episode.
Oh, that's why I didn't see it yet.
But at the end of the second one, the other Jean shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was two
Jeans. And you even said, because you're looking up the son, you're like, son of Cyclops, and or Scott Summers and Madeline Pryor.
Yeah.
And it never clicked with me until...
Well, and I was like, is it because their Cable is a time traveler? Is that how she got back? I'll watch the third episode.
But Cable doesn't even say anything. He's not in there. I'm thinking of the other guy.
Bishop?
Yeah.
Bishop, yeah.
No, they send him to the future in the third.
Yep, yeah. Because that's the only way to cure him of whatever Mr. Sinister did.
Yeah.
Doctor, what's his name? Mr.?
Mr.
Doctor.
Sinister.
Yeah.
He's also a doctor.
Such a loser.
Sinister is?
Yeah.
He's a good bad guy.
Hate him.
For a bad guy. So yeah, I'm excited to watch the third one. I totally forgot about it, to be honest, so I was going to try to watch it by now.
Yeah, every Wednesday, because I was at home. And was like, oh, it's on. So I started it, and yeah, it's worth watching.
Would be nice if it was little like PG-13-ish, because it feels kind of kiddie, doesn't it?
No, the third one gets dark.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
All right. I was like, because the most people that are going to watch it are like my age.
Because, yeah, Sinister, Goblin Queen distorts like the whole mansion.
Just call her Madeline Pryor.
No.
MP for short.
But, like, making everyone's worst dreams come to life.
Oh,
Beast is awesome. Easily the best character.
Yeah, he is. He's a beauty.
I was surprised, Rogue and Magneto had something.
Yeah, apparently in the past,
like
he's,
in other...
he can touch her hands without
getting
fucked up.
I never realized that, so obviously I didn't read the comic books very well.
Yeah, I went to, yeah. What the heck? And then Remy's...
sitting outside the door.
Remy's tweaking.
Yeah, like he walks in and his worst nightmare is Magneto being with Rogue.
Also, is it his actual nightmare and not real life? Do you think?
It is real life, but it was his nightmare too.
Oh. So
he's like kind of catching on. But then...
I mean, they were really never even dating in the first...
Yeah.
In the first
six
series
of X-Men.
Yeah.
Five, whenever.
Because he would always just flirt with her. And Rogue would be like, no, you can't touch me because you'll die.
Yeah, they. It gets pretty nutty. Man.
Storm lost her powers.
Storm lost her powers from that gun, right?
Because the Executioner was going to...
take out Magneto.
Yeah, she goes
Storm
in front of
jumped
it.
In front of it.
Yeah. But she meets someone in a bar because she leaves.
Meets Forge.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Oh, Forge
is
awesome.
An old friend of Xavier, he says, and he can help her get her powers back. And she's smart.
Yeah, it's sweet that
Forge showed up. Forge is probably the coolest one in the new run of the X-Men comic books.
Okay.
Just does a lot of cool shit, just the stuff he says.
Sweet, there's a bunch of comics in that. Have you ever been in that antique store next to Play It Again?
Oh, no.
These antiques or whatever? There's
there
a bunch of comic books, yeah. Compared to wherever else, but
yeah,
like there's 3-4 rows of them, and
there's one.
I was walking through for work, so I didn't like get to stop.
Oh, yeah,
I think I saw Spider-Man and stuff in there, so there could be, I'm sure they're priced appropriately now.
Well, that antiques Lakeview or whatever, they just hike everything,
yeah. Exactly.
They got like awesome old WWF figures and Ninja Turtle figures.
I know their toy room is awesome,
but they know what they have, so like then it's like, well.
Yeah, everyone's
buy them online because you can probably get a better deal.
Yeah, everyone's catching up on what's worth money now. Like you used to be able to find that shit for $1. Now it's maybe at garage sales.
Inflation too.
What?
It's inflation.
Speaking of that, who are you guys voting for?
Just kidding. RFK. I'm just kidding. Who did he pick as VP?
Aaron Rodgers.
I wish.
That was
I would 100% voted for that. Just to hear people bitch. Oh, weird. Wild got another penalty. I'm sure it was a trip on Petrangelo.
No, what that behind the picket fence antique store has old comic books too, because I bought a bunch from there. Like where they have records too.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
Yeah. So I bought some from there.
That guy has it decently priced. Like he has records for a buck that are like just don't look good, but they still work.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's usually what I get instead of, but some the most is like $30 for like Beatles or.
Oh, yeah.
Like actual good, like ones you probably can't find a lot of places. Yeah. And that guy is just cool.
I think I saw a Clash one there when I was there, but I don't have a record player, so.
I know. I keep meaning to bring mine in with Dad's PA speakers and put it in the corner so we can.
Oh, yeah. That'd be sweet.
Just sucks switching them over. It's like, oh, I got to listen to four songs. Now I got to flip it over again. But I got that Neil Young one, which is pretty much our...
Is it like Live at the Cellar?
No. The one that I recently
Oh, just his greatest hits, right?
Yeah. So yeah. It's the book, the tab book we have.
Oh, yeah.
Did we split that? I don't know. You have it.
What, you want it back or what? It. No, I have it.
No, I don't, because I look at him like, I'm just going to go on guitar tab. Sorry. This one doesn't jive with how I want to play this song, yeah. So I'm going to find one that's
too hard. Oh, is that not a trip?
It looked like he lost gonna try something?
Just starts fighting the ref.
Technical.
They didn't call it, by the way.
Yeah.
No, anyways. Someone got tripped earlier and they didn't call it.
Johansson.
NHL's rigged.
They don't want the Wild to make playoffs.
No, we need a top 10 pick so we can get Cole Yzerman.
Yeah.
Is that Steve Yzerman's son?
No, it's spelled completely different.
No, it's not.
It is, but...
He's the polarizing guy, right?
Yeah, like...
A lot of articles about him.
Everyone thinks he's selfish and stuff, and but then The Athletic wrote a piece on him, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
So...
Hit piece.
Yeah.
It's like the Andrew...
The Cook one?
No.
The Andrew Huberman hit piece?
Uh-uh.
The New York Times or whatever posted a pretty bad article about him.
Really?
Who?
Why?
Andrew Huberman. He's a womanizer, so they hate him.
He hits on women?
Yeah, something like that.
He hits women?
I wasn't going to read it because I'm sure it was just dumb.
Yeah, and The Athletic's owned by New York Times now, so.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I used to get The Athletic, and then I couldn't afford $1 a month for it.
No, it's $71 for the year or something.
I know, but you can always get a deal on it. So I'll just wait till T-Mobile offers it up in their T-Mobile Tuesdays or whatever.
Oh,
it's like $1 for a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know what it was last time. It was probably not that low, but.
All penalty on the Wild.
But yeah, like I got it for $25 for the first year. And then the second year I canceled it, but like, no, I'll come back for $25. I was like, all right. Then I was going to cancel it again, but forgot, so I got charged $70. But it's worth it.
Yeah. I like The Athletic.
Yeah, they got a lot of good draft stuff, too, coming out. Russo, yeah. Joe Smith, is that his name?
Anyways, all right, yeah. Did you guys watch your movies?
Nope.
It was AJ's turn to take a break.
Yep.
That's fine.
Sudden Death, is that what I have to watch?
Oh, yeah, Van Damme one.
Yeah.
I want to watch that.
Tyler, go. You're a big fan of yours.
Luke can go, since he has to talk about it, too.
Tyler had to watch Youngbloods and he didn't like it. That's his review.
Just kidding.
No, I tried to watch The Goon, the second one, because the first one wasn't on
Netflix
and that's what I looked at, and I didn't want to look anywhere else. So started it, and it sucked. I got to the part where, did you watch The Last of the Enforcer?
Yeah, yep.
So I got when he met Liev Schreiber's character.
In the diner?
I don't remember a diner part. No, he started because he got hurt by the guy, the owner's son.
Yep.
And then that guy got on the team. But he, you know, whatever the main character was injured, so he couldn't play. What?
Doug Glatt?
Oh, yeah, Glatt. Yeah. Anyways, and then he started training with Liev Schreiber's character, and he was like the old washed-up enforcer.
Yeah.
Doesn't he fight him in the first one?
That's what it is. See, I always get that one. And like,
I think
the diner.
He must, yeah.
The diner scene is in the first one.
Oh, all right.
That's my favorite part of the movie.
Well, I'll try to watch the first one because the second one.
I'm not going
to
tell you that.
Sucks.
It's awesome. Liev Schreiber's a great actor.
He was one of the shining points in Sabretooth and X-Men Origins Wolverine.
Yep.
It was mainly just Ryan Reynolds' character that fucked it up, the Deadpool. Yeah.
The merc with a no mouth.
Yeah.
And shoots lasers out of his head.
And somehow he's Cyclops.
But anyways, your other movie, Blade Runner.
Oh, yeah, Blade Runner 2, yeah. Not Blade Runner 2, but Blade Runner as well. So I finally finished that. I just started it over, but yeah, it's pretty, it's like the cinematic like look of it is pretty awesome. Cause it's like the, like a utopian Los Angeles. So just like a typical, like futuristic looking scene in like 2018, I think.
Yeah.
Is when it's set.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. But, Harrison Ford is like, he must be retired, but his old police sergeant like forces him to come back pretty much to go hunt down some replicants by the Tyrell company who apparently makes replicants. I don't remember exactly why, but so Harrison Ford has to hunt down four of them. And then when he's getting info from the Tyrell Corporation, he meets a replicant and falls in love with it. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. It's just weird in the beginning when they try to, they ask like the people questions, the suspects that they think are replicants, and it's just weird. They're like, you have a fly on your arm, what do you do? And then you have to like answer it.
Oh,
like, just... I would kill it. And then one's like, your husband come home with a poster and puts it on the wall of an attractive girl or something. Like, it's just weird, like random ass questions. But so, but yeah, it was pretty good.
You'll have to watch the new one.
Oh, is Harrison Ford in that one with like Ryan Gosling or something?
I don't know.
Ryan Gosling, yeah.
But the Weekly Planet says you can watch that one and you don't need to watch the first one.
Yeah, you don't really need to. I've only watched the second one. I never watched the first one.
I was pretty confused, like, through most of it. But
yeah, they say the newer one's better. Like, you don't need to watch the first one at all.
I didn't like that one, yeah.
The story just seemed kind of discombobulated, but also...
They also did a list like us, the 100 best legacy sequels.
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to that one?
Yeah.
Where it's like 99% of them haven't even been made yet, or 70% haven't even been made.
Yeah.
But it had to be like, I don't know. So it's like, cool, they're doing lists. We're doing something right sometimes.
We just got to get some... I keep forgetting to bring my the GoPros. So we could just set up a goat. Well, we got to make this place look better. But yeah.
Did you bring any of your
shit? I forgot them all. I will next time. I got a bunch of posters and trinkets.
Of attractive women.
Yeah. Bree said I had to take them down.
She's a replicant.
Yeah, just kidding. Oh, funny. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, Youngblood, no, I didn't really like it. Wasn't really a hockey movie, I felt like. It's like three games in it.
Yeah.
And he just joins the team mid-season somehow.
And that's Rob Lowe's character, right?
Sucks, yeah. He's just a loser.
He's like that.
And it opens with like a 20-minute training model, like,
flooded the 80s,
him on
man.
The rink.
That's 80s.
So much. I almost stopped watching it.
It's like
he's
watching...
on the farm, and he goes to a tryout for a junior team in Canada because, I don't know,
how old is he supposed to be?
17, I think.
Yeah, like he's young.
And then at the tryout, the coach is like talking about, oh, well, we're going to go with the young guy, more speed or whatever.
The young bloods.
And he, at the end, the one of the like
Peter Griffin
goon type guys runs him. And then young blood scores and runs into him again or something. They fight and he just gets suckered.
That's it. Then he's injured, right?
No.
Doesn't he get injured for a while?
No, he quits.
Or is that
quits like a...
Oh, yeah.
But that goon that he fought, when the coach tells him that they're taking Youngblood or whatever, he like freaks out in the locker room, and then he signs with Thunder Bay. And then they play him in the finals or whatever. Somehow it's the finals already also. This guy just joins with one game left somehow. But he scores in his first game, and he gets benched for some reason. I don't know why. But him and the captain... like do a nice little passing play or whatever, and then he gets benched. Then he dates the coach's daughter.
That's what I would do if I got benched.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah.
Bang your daughter.
And then they play Thunder Bay, and the guy who got cut for Youngblood from the tryout like punches the captain in the back of the head, Patrick Swayze's character. I don't remember his name, Derek or something. Punches him and his helmet flies off. Then he sweeps the leg with his stick and the guy smashes his head on the ice. Fuck. And then he's in the hospital. And then they were playing in Thunder Bay, so they get back to the rink. The coach is like, all right, don't hang up your gear. Put them on. We're practicing. Youngblood's like, why? And then he's like, because I said so. And then he's like, if you don't want to be a part of the team, whatever, walk away. And then Youngblood does. He's like, back to the farm. And he goes back to the farm and his brother freaks out at him. And then
it's all coming back to me.
It's like,
I haven't watched it in forever.
Somehow they have 2 weeks between the next Memorial Cup game because they're playing in the final. So they have like this whole training at the farm of Youngblood learning how to fight. And then, then he goes on the ice and he's like shooting and his dad comes out. And that was my favorite part of the movie. The dad comes out and like takes a lap and then teaches him how to fight a little bit. And then Youngblood's like, why didn't you help me earlier? Or something. He's like, because his brother had
farming.
Lost an eye or something. He had an eye injury.
Playing hockey or at the farm?
Playing hockey. And he's like, I just didn't want another son hurt.
I didn't want another crippled son.
Yeah, so then they fight. Or they
him and his dad fight?
His dad teaches him how to fight. And then he goes back to Canada and he shows up and like warm-ups are happening. And it must be like a 20-minute warm-up or something because they announce scratches and they announce Youngblood. And then he goes and talks to the coach and he's like, let me play. Coach is like, you think it's just that easy?
And it is. You're playing.
Youngblood's like, if I can get past you, will you let me play? I hate Youngblood, by the way. He sucks. And then Derek is in the locker room. He's like, let him in, coach.
The captain.
Yeah. Because in the hospital, Derek didn't remember what happened, so he asked Youngblood. Youngblood's like, Recky. I don't remember the guy's name.
Richter.
It's not Mike Recky, but something like that, Racky. Racky blindsided you, and then Derek's like, did you get him? Youngblood's like, yeah, and he never did, and he just lied to him because he's a loser. You guys are just watching the Wild, so I'm stopped talking.
Oh, yeah, they got Eichel for a penalty.
But and he keeps complaining about
the box. So then he talks to Derek, and he's like, just forget about Recky, man. Just win the championship.
So all that fighting training didn't mean anything.
So then the enforcer guy, who also scored the game-winning goal in the game where he hurt Derek, he scores again somehow because he's the best player ever. He scores. And then Youngblood ties it. And then they score again. And it's 2-1, Youngblood's team losing. I don't remember the name. I just remember the other team's Thunder Bay. But, and then all of a sudden, Youngblood, like, wins a face-off and scores. And they're like, with 10 seconds left in regulation, he ties it. It's like, how is there 10 seconds left? You guys didn't tell me that. He's like, the goalie wasn't even pulled? Like, what are you guys doing? And then off the next face-off, he, like, walks the centerman and goes, and the enforcer guy trips him with 3 seconds left. And then there's a huge pause. And the ref, who notoriously never calls anything, I forgot his name. Look it up for me. Ref in Youngblood. But then he's panicking, like, looking, and the coach is like, you gonna call some? I forgot the guy's name. He booted a guy earlier. But he hates Youngblood's team. And the other coach is like, it's clean. He dove. It's a dive. And then he calls a penalty shot. And Youngblood takes 20 minutes to approach the puck. Like, he's standing there, and then his brother stands up in the crowd. He's like, let's go, Dino. And then everyone starts clapping, and then he looks to the coach's daughter, and he's just standing there for like 20 minutes. Then he finally goes and scores.
I forgot Keanu Reeves is in there.
Yeah, he's the goalie. He scores, so there's 3 seconds left, and the enforcer goes to take the draw against Youngblood, and the coach is like, hey, go get Youngblood off. So then Youngblood comes to the bench, also just standing there for 10 minutes again having a conversation. I'm not coming off, coach. And the coach is like, 3 seconds left, game's over. Youngblood's like, no, it's not. So then he's like, okay, yeah, gets the other guy off. Should have been a delay of game, first of all. It's been 20 minutes. But then he fights the enforcer guy while his team's celebrating. And apparently, when was this movie made? The 80s or something?
86.
Apparently, back in the day, fights started by slashing your sticks at each other. Cause that's what they do at first. They're standing there like, oh, sorry, I can't move the mic. But like, their sticks like pointed at each other and they slash them for some reason. I don't know if that's how fighting was.
Initiating.
In the 80s. And then Youngblood gets the other guy's stick away, the other enforcer guy. And then he's like, oh, shove that stick up your ass. Then Youngblood says, what stick? And then they fight. Oh, it sucks. It's the worst movie ever. And then he knocks him down like 2 times, Youngblood does, the other enforcer. I didn't like the movie. Also, in the 80s, did they play with
chain link fences instead of glass? Is that a real thing?
I don't know.
So that's what the rink was. Pissed me off.
Maybe in amateur leagues, yeah.
Junior A.
Did you pause it?
No. Oh. I was just trying to.
I was watching the power play on the Wild.
Yeah, the Wild got a 5-minute
power play. They did get one, nice.
Yeah, worst movie ever of the three I've watched for the podcast, so I didn't like it.
It's pretty low. Pretty low standards.
Yeah, it's not.
I can't find the. It's the ref.
Shelly or Sanderson or something, or Kelly.
Referee Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah. You gonna call something Hannah? Yeah, fuck. Sucks as a ref, too.
Yeah, it's more of a cult movie.
No, it's not. No, that movie sucks. And if anyone likes it, you can come fight me.
You heard it here first, folks.
Drop them.
Yeah, I didn't. I've heard it was, like, good, and I didn't like it.
It's probably one of those where no one else likes it, so if you say you like it, you're different. That's why I liked it.
I would have rather watched Mystery Alaska.
That's a good one.
Miracle for Mighty Ducks or Slapshot.
Yeah.
I also watched The Internship.
Who's in that one? De Niro?
No, it's with the guys from Wedding Crashers.
Oh, yeah, Wilson and Vaughn.
Yeah, Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, and I was, yeah. It's definitely more PG.
Google.
But, yeah. Internship. Yeah, they're salesmen, and then they get laid off because the company that they sold watches for folded. So in the beginning, they're having like they're trying to wine and dine one of their clients, and then they try to sell them something, and the guy's like, are you serious? Like, your guys' company folded, and the Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson didn't know, their characters didn't know. So the guy's like, I thought you just wanted to like shoot the shit because your company was done. And then so they have to obviously figure out what to do after that. And
yeah.
Vince Vaughn had the idea to go to Google, and somehow they got in and they like did their interview together. And Ryan from The Office is one of the interviewees. He's not in the rest of the movie, but pretty funny.
Yeah, I vaguely remember it.
Yeah. I was thinking more, it'd be more funny, like Wedding Crashers, because that's one of the best comedies.
Yeah.
Which, did we do our top five comedies yet?
Probably.
Because I might not have put it on there. So, and then we started watching Kindergarten Cop last night. It's funny.
Yeah, it's a good one. Not as good as Twins, but it's good.
I haven't seen Twins ever, I don't think.
So, Danny DeVito, yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's what you're watching. He is Danny DeVito.
Watch Twins then. Could do Schwarzenegger. Except for I haven't seen a lot of his action ones, mostly the...
Should we do Schwarzenegger next or what?
Because I've seen Twins, Kindergarten Cop. What's the one where he goes to Mall of America and tries to get the toy?
Oh,
something.
Jingle All the Way?
Yeah, Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
And he has to find Rocket Man or...
Have you never seen Terminator?
I have.
One and two?
I don't know.
Although, and three?
What about five? Because that's out now. What about Predator?
I don't think I've seen Predator.
I've actually never seen it either. So that's a classic like action movie.
Yeah.
Jesse the Body Ventura's in it. Who I've been watching WrestleManias, and I just watch them while I work out in the basement. But I'm on five now. I just started five because I just finished four.
Nice.
Oh, is that the one where he body slams Yokozuna?
No.
No, it was two or three.
That was 10, I think. But no, four was when they had the tournament style for the championship belt. Which is
all
cool.
Mortal Kombat tournament.
Like a yeah. Huh?
Like a bracket?
Yeah. Nice. Which is, I don't know if they've ever done it since. I don't think they have, but finals, so Andre and Hulk, because they were obviously feuding pretty big at the time, they both had buys. And then they faced off in the second round.
What's the point of having a bye then if you're going to have to fight another guy that was on a bye?
I don't know. Yeah, it was all part of the storyline. What do they call it? The K-Fab. But anyways, yeah. It ended up being Macho Man and Million Dollar Man in the finals.
Oh, okay.
There's Million Dollar Man. He was actually a good wrestler. He's like, and his character is like one of the greatest villains or, you know, heels of all time. But... Yeah, I think I said it before, like, three was when it, like, the first two were pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Is this thing tweaking? The Wild game?
Yeah, it's, like, the same commercial over and over, it looked like. Yep. Keeps going back.
You guys could have told me.
And the Wild are up 3-0.
Yeah. Vegas.
My app's tweaking.
Wait, did Vegas get the 5-minute in the playoffs, or did San Jose get the 5-minute?
San Jose got it. Because Joe Pavelski got hurt.
Or no, so then the Sharks won that game.
Yeah, that was. I watched that live. It was probably the greatest hockey game I've ever watched.
Was it like Brindamore that got a natural hat trick to win a game once? What did he do? Like, didn't he score like 3 goals in like super short?
Rod the Bod?
Yeah, didn't he do something epic in one of the playoff games for Carolina?
Maybe, when they won it way back when.
I'm going to look it up.
The Wild did score.
I can rewind and find
Son
it.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, who cares?
No, don't watch it now.
At some point during their 5-minute power play. What inning is it?
Both.
Bottom of 4. Ryan's running out of gas, even though he's only thrown 51 pitches.
I shouldn't have been out there.
That's George. Is it George Kirby that did it, or Logan Gilbert or whatever?
No, the first guy you said.
Well, he was lights out the other night.
National Collegiate Equestrian Association. Should we watch that instead of the Wild game? Reining in horsemanship day 2, Big 12.
This game keeps rewinding randomly.
I don't know what to tell you, man. My app's tweaking, bro. Somehow we're still watching it, even though oh, there we go.
It's only the second time through the order. Come on, Ryan. Double play ball. He's not really a ground ball pitcher, though, is he? He's more of a give up homers kind of guy.
Does give up quite a few home runs, unfortunately. But he's still my favorite.
He is good. That was a good trade. We got him for Cruz, right? Him and somewhere else.
Trade deadline of Cruz, who did nothing for the Rays.
That's unfortunate.
He actually signed with the Mariners recently. One-day contract to retire as a Mariner. Did not know he was a Mariner.
Yeah. I would not have guessed that was his best years either. Wasn't it the Rangers or?
Yeah, or the Twins probably, secretly.
Well, they got Vasquez behind the plate.
Well, we got a lot of dead air here.
That's because I'm trying to find that play. I thought it was with the Hurricanes, but looks like he played for Philly for a while. Anyways, you got 2 short end goals and 1 power play. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, Eichel got
hit from behind.
Hit him or something, and then he got a 5-minute major.
There it is. It's gone. Is that Byron Buxton in center field?
And his knee's gone.
No, it's not.
No, man. He's going to hit 40.
Yeah. Man, he's so awesome. The Twins are actually the best team ever.
Do they make a playoff push if Carrera and Buxton and
Lewis
stays healthy?
Yeah. And he did make the
No, I'm saying this year, though. Oh, yeah. Like a good Absolutely. Run.
Maybe some deadline reinforcements somehow. Trading Kirilloff.
Yeah. He doesn't really.
All right, you guys looking forward to WrestleMania? Is that next weekend?
Oh, yeah. Shit, it is.
Yeah, I'm pumped. I don't know what's going on, but as long as we do some, I'll be pumped.
Cody Rhodes is fighting / wrestling.
Okay.
I did see a flyer for it. It looked pretty good. It said it's the best WrestleMania ever, which they said last year, so I don't know. Just kidding.
How is that possible? Every year?
I think it's Roman Reigns and The Rock versus someone in a tag team match.
Okay.
I don't know. It sounds like The Rock is bringing lots of viewership again to wrestling.
Oh, is he?
I would imagine so.
But he's a bad guy again, yeah.
Yeah, next.
That's going to be a good noise. So we'll plan on doing Saturday for sure?
Yeah, I don't think we got anything planned right now.
Talk to Will and Scott. Make sure they're coming.
Yeah.
Tell Ryan and Matt and get everyone again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pack the barn.
Pack the smoke shack.
Not anymore. I haven't smoked for almost a week.
Nice.
You want one?
Absolutely.
Just kidding.
Luke started.
Luke's been smoking for so weird. I started last week. I just felt the urge.
No.
I do want to try those Canada dips or whatever.
The what?
Canada dips.
I don't know. Where are
those? CBD pouches.
Oh, I thought you had those once.
I tried them once, yeah, but then that one had all the nasty ingredients in it.
Oh,
I was like, why do you need fucking fake sugar in here? Like, I don't care if it tastes good.
Be bad.
Just want to get relaxed.
Yeah. Chew that, cleans your teeth.
This guy's 0 for 12 against Joe. Oh, there he goes again.
That was wicked.
Splitter. Yeah.
I could throw a wicked splitter. You just can't aim it, but.
It's voodoo.
Whoa. Drops
Man,
out.
Do you guys follow Pitching Ninja on Twitter? I know you guys don't because you guys don't use Twitter, but he posts like.
I'm on Twitter all the time.
Lots of like.
That's all I know about
trackers and stuff. And
some that's all I know about the end of the world. Fun. Like the red heifer. Just let me finish my conspiracy.
Front door, two
red heifers all around the world.
Did you read that too or what?
No, I heard someone brought it up.
Yeah, I just saw it once. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, when the eclipse is coming up next week, that's when they're going to butcher this red heifer.
Or I don't know. But there's like an X going across the U.S. with the eclipse pattern. I don't know.
Sick. Bring it on.
But I think they did say like these states should stock up on food supplies.
Really?
It's fucked up, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was like Texas and I don't remember what other state, but.
We're good then.
Yeah, we're fine. I got like 15 bottle water.
Yeah, here's Eichel's penalty.
Bottles of water, yeah. So what was it? Did he bleed?
He speared him.
Stabbed him, I was going to say.
It looked like he was going to go just blindside hit him. You could tell he was trying to do something. Dave Jackson, no, Eichel's a good player. Don't know why they call it.
I actually don't see anything there. It's a little shove
with the refs afterwards. They're Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys watch any of the college hockey first round? Or are they on the second round now, right?
No, I watched one game.
I watched Tech and...
Michigan Tech made it?
Mm-hmm.
Did they win?
No, I lost to BU or BC.
If it's fucking BU and BC in the championship, I'm going to be pissed.
I'm not, but whatever. Backlund Celebrini, which one does he play for?
Boston.
Yeah. Boston College has that one line.
Will Smith, Leonard, and Perreault.
Yeah. And Wild could have drafted Perreault.
Perreault got it ejected for a hit to the head.
Nice. Glad we didn't draft him. Instead, we got Charlie Strammel for 6 points this year.
6 points this year. Fourth line, didn't see the ice in overtime.
I would have ran that one out.
They don't run out of ground balls anymore, okay?
Does anyone even try?
No, yeah. If
you're fighting for a roster spot. Was that guy working on his arm? You ain't going to pitch today.
It's Paddock, right?
I don't know what he looks like.
He looks like Paddock.
And he's doing an ab workout quick.
Anyways, you guys got anything else to talk about? College hockey?
No, we played EA SHL.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was a good time.
We were buzzing.
When I was playing? Oh, yeah, duh. Yeah, what night was that?
Saturday. That was fun. Nate joined us.
Yeah. I can't use my blue controller because that's when it doesn't always register my left stick. So I'm like, I'm not moving. It's like, oh, that's right. This fucking controller sucks. Yeah. I honestly don't remember coming back out here, though, with my headset.
Well, yeah.
Because I played.
We lost the first game 13-2.
Oh, yeah. We got absolutely
two empty netters for us.
Yeah, because the douchebags kept pulling their goalie because they were funny.
Yeah.
Then we had a sweet comeback the second game when I was in net.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were buzzing.
Yep. We were down like 5-2 or 5-1.
Yeah, 5-0, 6-1, I think.
Yeah.
And then we won 8-7.
Oh, yeah.
I locked it down.
Yeah.
Battled through.
I could never be goalie on that. Look at that. Just ran it out. Did he run it out? We're watching the
Lugo was on the mound. Frazier.
Holding his leg.
And then I think we played one more with Nate, and then he got off. Then we won 3-0 in our games.
With computer goalie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just us three.
We dominant, yeah. Dominant.
Well, it's because, like, if you go full squad, that's like what, like, we're not going to find teams that are at our rank or whatever.
Yeah.
Running full squads, but.
We played platinum or whatever.
Yeah, like, we're playing.
That first game was just, oh, they're not even good, though. That's what pisses me off.
I know, yeah. Yeah, it's tough.
They're not good.
You guys going to play tonight?
They could be faster.
I would, yeah.
I'll play tonight.
I don't know. We might be going to Buffalo. And they don't have good internet at Krista's parents, so.
Are you just
going
to stay there or what, for Easter?
Yeah.
Just come over to my house for a little bit. So everyone goes to bed.
Maybe.
Come over to Shakopee house. No one's home.
All right.
You're not just going to stay here?
Yeah.
No.
Are you going to Luke's tomorrow or what?
Yeah, I might show up.
I'm going to try smoke roast on my new smoker.
Oh, nice.
I got a new, what was it called? Pit Boss.
Smoker.
So I really wanted a Traeger, but then just looking into them, it's like, just pay for the name pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
And the
isn't
fancy.
That, didn't they have, is that what they had at Dawson, the cabin we stayed at for your bachelor party?
Did they have a trigger there?
Blew up. Remember the one we almost blew up at my bachelor party?
I thought that was at Adam's bachelor party. Remember when they were like cooking something in the boat?
Yeah.
And it was just, yeah. Luckily you were sober there because just like driving and stuff.
Yeah.
That same weekend, someone hit one of those big dividers in the river.
Oh, really?
Yeah, with one of those houseboats that we have. I know.
Probably the bachelorette party that we ran into.
Wild. Anyway, so yeah.
Going down to Whitewater. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're going trout fishing again finally after.
I was talking to Dad the other day about it.
I know. I just took out all my, because what was it, like 4 years ago, we bought all those cooking utensil or like coffee mugs and plates for camping.
That would have been 6 years ago.
Probably was.
2018 was the last time we went, and I didn't go. But
that's when we went to Duluth one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not to Whitewater.
Yeah. Sandstone.
Yeah, that's what it was, which wasn't as fun.
Not good fishing. There were some cool spots, but it was not. It was more hike.
Did anyone even catch anything? Dan might have caught something.
Dan did. I'd like the landing, but other than that, we didn't catch shit.
Yeah, so Dad said we got to figure out what's all going. So, because if we need
are
to
you
get...
Are you bringing Elias or not?
No.
All right. If we bring... we might need another spot.
Yeah, which that won't be hard to get.
I wonder if Ryan's going to bring...
It's pretty popular now.
We'll figure it out.
So if you're in the area, if you're at Whitewater, May, what are we going the second weekend of May, third weekend?
16th to the 19th or something. Are you going to the golf tournament, though?
Yeah, I'll show up Friday. I'm going to try kidnap brother Phil.
Nice.
What golf tournament?
The one we played in last year.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to that?
No, it's on the Friday.
So
I'm going up.
Because we're going Thursday, yeah.
So let me fly your drone up there.
Fly it around.
And he's out of here.
All right, anything else?
We didn't pick movies.
Oh, yeah. No?
Twins.
So are we doing...
Vito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Have you seen the Terminator movies?
No.
You watched Terminator 1 then?
Okay.
What do you have for me?
I don't know.
Schwarzenegger.
I don't know any of his movies.
You don't have to do Schwarzenegger.
Clearly I am.
He's what's in.
So I'm watching Twins, which I'm pretty sure is on Netflix, so... No. Bree might want to watch that one, too.
Yeah, nice.
I don't know how to spell this guy's last name.
Just do Arnold. There's no one else.
A Nager.
Besides Palmer.
Predator, yeah, you got Predator, right?
All right.
Or Commando, have you seen Commando?
Oh, no, Commando's good, too.
Of them.
I'd say...
Which Predator. One would you rather watch?
That has Lewis in it, too. Carl Weathers, I mean.
Oh, okay.
Carl Lewis.
Which one does Commander?
No, Predator.
Predator, all right. Yeah, that's right. I'll watch that one.
What about Total Recall?
That one's wild,
too. I don't think I've watched that. I might have, possibly.
Isn't it bad?
I think there's bare breasts in there. That's probably one of the first movies I see.
Never mind.
With it. Yeah.
that was funny. I don't know. Predator, I guess. All right. Carl Weathers is also in it.
All right. Schwarzenegger next. So, yeah, if you have time, you got to watch Sudden Death.
Yeah, I'll watch them both, probably.
Dang, we should have done Van Damme movies. Just kidding. Anyways, all right. Episode 54 is done.
All right. See ya.
Yay.
Bad episode.